So thank you for coming on. I only asked you this morning to thought, shall we do a live? And you went, yeah, okay, whatever. All good.
Yeah, sure. Sounds good.
So I wanted to talk about, obviously, peak. I mean, duh. how long have you been doing peak for now?
I started in November 2019. So what's that, about 17
years ago? Huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
And what was the reason that you started looking into it? Because I know you've done a whole bunch of stuff, and you know, I'd love to be able to sort of talk about your background as well, because it's so fascinating and so different and so interesting, particularly from, I guess, a female perspective, you know, with what you did as well. So what led you to peak, and why peak?
I definitely feel like I've lived two different lives, like completely different lives. There was the time up until I finished martial arts training, and then there was the time after that, and it was like just two different worlds. But when I first started peak, I think I don't quite know what brought me to it, except for you, actually. I think I added you as a friend on Facebook because I liked what you were posting, and I was like, hi, can we be friends? And you were like,
I didn't know you from a bar of soap. Yes. But that's what we do on Facebook, isn't it? Everybody's sort of like, we notice something, we befriend them or like them or follow them, and then, you know, I don't know if you call it stalking, but it's just, you find out what they're about. And what was it? I mean, I was, I guess, mainly at, well, still now, it's about the messages and the teachings and stuff like that. What was it about that that tickled your fancy, I guess?
I think I saw that you were doing meditations in Cottesloe, and I didn't really know what it was about, but I kept seeing you crop up every now and then. And then I ended up getting a session from one of the other peak practitioners because they were doing their logging hours. And once I got the session, I was just like, oh my goodness, what just happened? But it still took me quite a while to actually come and do the module one. I was going to bring my mum along, but that didn't end up happening. But I had all kinds of physical pain in my body. I had problems with my tailbone, my coccyx, all the way up towards my neck. I was constantly cracking my neck. I had bursitis both of my shoulders. I still do get a little bit of that flaring up every now and then if I sort of do the wrong movements and stuff with my arms. Pain.
For those people that are watching and or listening, how long had you had that physical pain for? And when did it start to kind of present itself?
Well, some of the injuries were from martial arts, but they were sustained from since as young as 16. So I had shin splints, and they're gone now. Like, I don't get them at all anymore. But yeah, pretty much the bursitis and the shin splints, I just trained through. So I never actually gave my body a chance to heal. And over a period of time, I just kind of developed more and more pain patterns in my body because I never really gave my body ever any downtime. So eventually it just got to the point where I had to stop training because I couldn't do it anymore.
What would your pain score have been out of 10? So 0 being no pain and obviously 10 being super duper pain. Where would you have kind of lived? What was the level on a daily basis, I guess?
It's hard to describe that because I tended to always downplay any pain that I was going through because it's something that I just went, oh, well, just deal with it because what else are you going to do? Like, yeah. I mean, I could describe it as a 10, but it would never be a 10. It would probably have been maybe... because that would be unbearable, but it was something that I was constantly having flare-ups in my body, and I was constantly trying to get massage and work out the knots in my body and kind of release the tension in my body, but nothing would ever really fix it. It would only ever just keep it at that baseline or something that I could keep kind of getting through the days. But the job that I kind of wasn't working very much either, because I had a lot of fatigue as well. So I didn't feel like I could go and get a part-time job somewhere or a full-time job somewhere, because I couldn't even sit down on a chair for long periods of time, because my spine would, my back would just knot up. I used to just sit and have one of those massage machines working on my back, like all the time when I was sitting, because it would just, without it, I could spend 2 minutes sitting down and it would just flare up again.
Do you think that was mainly more from training or also from your martial arts, like fighting, where you were getting injured in your back? Or do you think it was purely because your muscles were so tight from being in that constant, well, I guess constant fight state, isn't it? It's like that preparation and et cetera, et cetera. Do you think it was that more so than actually injuries, or what do you think?
I think it was probably a lot more to do with suppressed stuff that I wasn't dealing with. Probably in relation to a relationship that I was in at the time that was quite toxic. So I think it was probably more the stuff that I wasn't talking about, the stuff that I was pushing down, the stuff that I wasn't, you know, I would use the martial arts as an outlet to try to work through all of that. But ultimately it was just the emotional stuff that I wasn't allowing myself to be seen and heard and standing up for myself and all of those kinds of things I wasn't doing.
Right. So did you, I know we've spoken about this, you know, and I've found it really interesting, but at some point, obviously before you came to Peak, you also, I think you said you didn't really know if you were on a spiritual journey, but you were looking for something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you went to look in a lot of places.
I went to a lot of.
What sort of things did you do? I mean, ultimately, why did you go for a search, or what did you go for a search for? Did you know? Or were you just meandering going, I don't know what it is, but I got to try something else? And like, how did the journey unfold for you?
I think I've always been interested in health. I've always been interested in healing. And I've always had, I guess, the way of thinking that I've always wanted to work on myself and be insightful about, I guess, the way that I think and what makes people tick and what makes me tick and how to heal myself. I've always kind of been in that mindset. I think I've always been a healer, but I guess along the way I was trying to find myself and getting very lost along the way, as often many of us do. And after I finished the training, I went overseas for about a year and a half. I went to Bali, I went to Sweden, and I went to Thailand. And I was just so fatigued by that point in time, because I had really pushed myself way too hard and I had not been eating properly, and I didn't have enough energy. I wasn't sustaining myself with the right nutrients. And so when I went traveling, it was just like this big weight had just lifted off me and I could go, right, I'm doing nothing. And it was absolutely
you were able to breathe in a sense with no demands on you, you know, and that's huge. The demands placed on us are huge, particularly, I guess, from the background that you came from and being in a very probably controlling relationship. So when you went and found a bit of space, did anything change for you then, or was it just the precursor to wanting to delve further into the next thing? Did at any point did you know what you were wanting to look for besides maybe some quiet or being able to find that energy again?
when I was going through a lot of that stuff, I guess, with the relationship and pushing myself and kind of being stuck in a cycle that I knew I wanted to break out of, but I just didn't seem to be able to know how. And when I was in that relationship, I mean, when I was in, I guess, that endless cycle that I was trying to get free of, I would talk to myself constantly. I'd go for walks, even at night, and I'd have this, like, it was like God, Source, was talking to me, but through me, but it was my voice. And I was like, how do I do this? And I would get these beautiful, just these downloads and this talking, and it was so reassuring, and I felt so held in that. But it only lasted while I was in that process and in that space. And all of the words that I was motivating myself and trying to encourage myself to actually take action on, I so wanted to do it, but I couldn't do it. It was like, you just have to go through this. You just have to keep bashing your head against the wall until you're done. And not that I knew that at the time. So when I went traveling, I was just, and even as you said it, that space, I couldn't even feel that just now, that dropping and that, like, I don't have to train tomorrow. I don't have to go, you know, there's no demands on me, no expectations. And I guess there's always been that kind of wanting to find something, that thing, that essence, that connection to, you know, to the beauty of who we are. And yeah, you know, there's that thing. It's just that thing that makes you feel alive, and that thing that sets you on your heart on fire. Like, I think we're all searching for that.
A lot of times people think that that is outside of ourselves. That if we, you know, we go on holidays and, you know, we're at a beautiful beach or beautiful landscape or whatever else, we're in that moment and we go, oh my God, this is it. I want it all the time. But then we forget that it's actually within us. And those moments when we seek outside of ourselves, it's just a way of calming down the emotional layer and the intellect layer and the physical layer and the craziness of the energetic layer within ourselves. And it's a way of running away. Because we do find that peace in that moment, but it stops. It then becomes a high in a sense, and then we come back from holidays and we go very low. Oh my God, I got to go on the next holiday now. I've got to buy that next thing. You know, so we're constantly doing this. We're looking for that moment. We're looking for that moment of peace, of that connection, and then we find it, but it's external to ourselves. Yeah, but it does bring a connection to ourselves, but we try and seek that all the time. So were you then looking for the next thing to get that stillness or that quietness or that connection to yourself? Did you seek that elsewhere when you came back from travels? Or even whilst you were on your travels, were you, you know, doing things or whatever else that you were trying to get that connection?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that I was seeking it, but it found me. So I ended up finding ayahuasca, and I ended up also finding plant medicines. So plant medicines are anything from, magic mushrooms to LSD, psychedelics, and using that to, and even marijuana, and using that to, I guess, find that connection. So it was always with a good intention, and it was always with the intention to connect to myself and to discover myself and discover parts of myself that maybe I couldn't see when I'm in that normal, like, everyday state, because that everyday state was really cloudy.
And did it work for you? I mean, in hindsight now,
I would say that what I got in that space at the time was, like, it was very purposeful, but it was purposeful in terms of my intellect. So it really drove me to understand things, but it was an understanding that was intellectual. Whereas what I've discovered with Peak now is that it's like this Peak, it helps you expand across every aspect of you. Like, it's not just the intellectual, it's not just, you know, you're not just healing your body, you're not just, you know, working through stuff in your mind to try to understand it. There's like, you don't even have to try to understand it because there's that knowing, because you're connected. And that is like, over the period of time of starting Peak and my journey with Peak, is that slowly I stopped having any of that or wanting any of that or needing any of that, because this is like I'm living that plant medicine space, but in every moment of my life. And it's the most beautiful thing. I can't even believe I've found it, you know, to discover that and to have that connection to that alignment with yourself in every single moment of your life is everything to me.
So it's gone from, I guess, looking outside of yourself, using whatever, you know, substances or having to be somewhere or seeing something, to finding that place within that is deeper and broader, and it is far more beautiful than anything you could ever see, consume, listen to, experience, taste. Would you agree with that statement?
Absolutely. Like, I never wanted to have a habit. I smoked for a little while as well, probably about 4 months, I think. I kind of wanted to explore that, and it was a period of time in my life where it helped me for whatever reason, or I wanted to do it anyways, still seeking outside of myself. But I never wanted to have any habit in my life where I needed something external to me, because always there was this voice in the back of my head, is like, you're addicted, you're actually addicted to something. So what about if you're able to be able to come to that, like, that gentle space within yourself where there's not that energy of habit, of, I don't know, habit's not the right word. I don't know what I'm trying to describe, but that addictive kind of an energy.
I think in a way that any sort of addictive traits, and addiction can be, you know, wanting to do extreme stuff, or obviously substances can be food, it can be, you know, the way that you deal with life. It can all be addictive because we rely on it in a sense too, yeah, to take the edge off things, to create excitement for ourselves, etc., etc. And well, I mean, even what I found for myself is that being able to just find that peace, but a constant peace, I don't have to do any of the other stuff. You know, I don't have to push the boundaries. I don't have to, delve in the external stuff to be able to make myself feel better, even for 20 minutes, you know, because I'm feeling down. Okay, I'm going to go to that thing outside of myself and chocolate, you know, or whatever you decide to do, or I'm going to go and, you know, race a car because I need that adrenaline rush to then get the endorphins to kind of bring me down after that. And in a sense, that would have been similar to your fighting.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that is highly addictive.
Yeah. I think you nailed it.
Because you can do sport and everything else, but when it comes to a point where it's the driving factor in your life, that it's like a need to, not only, you know, for your physical expression, to be able to get rid of that anxiety and that anger, to feel that endorphin kind of kicking at the end of it, but also to calm this down and go, when I'm in that space and I'm fighting, this is then quiet because I'm just focused in that moment. But when you come out of it, you kind of then crash again. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think what you were saying before about that extremism, like the opposite ends of the extreme, I think that's the energy that I was trying to describe there, is that it's so far into that extreme that you end up hurting yourself. Like, and that was where my patterns were, is that I was, even with my fighting, I was so much in the extreme of just push it, push it, push it, go harder. And, you know, even in some of those medicine journeys that I would have, I would get that awareness coming to me that you're already strong enough. Like, you don't need to make yourself stronger. You're actually becoming brittle. You're going to break yourself. And I was breaking myself. Like, it, but it was this cycle that I couldn't seem to break free from. And again, break. Everything was about breaking, about yeah. becoming harder and stronger and needing to be better. Whereas with peak, it's like you're able to find that middle road. You're able to come into that path of moderation and just, okay, I just need a little bit. I can stop there. I can, you know, I don't need to binge diet and, you know, calorie restrict, which was what I was doing too. Like, there's exactly. that ability to walk the middle road.
It's so true, you know, and I mean, before I was shown peak and I went on, you know, my journey, to me, you know, all I knew was to be hard and, you know, you have to go harder. And when I was doing Buddhism, you know, I kind of sort of fixated on that and was like, obviously I'm not doing enough chanting. So I've got to do it stronger, I've got to do it harder, I've got to do it quicker, I've got to do it more. And, you know, if I didn't feel enough, if I didn't feel that pain and that anxiety and sit with it, then I wasn't being good enough. I wasn't doing the right thing. I wasn't pushing myself hard enough to get to a breakthrough moment.
Yeah.
But the thing that Saul showed me was that healing is meant to be gentle. The process mm-hmm. of healing is meant to be gentle. Yes, you're still going to have ups and downs because things will come up to heal. But because we already sit in this space of overwhelm, we still constantly sit in the space of anxiety, of pain, of disconnect, of anger. When things come up even more, so like a crescendo, why would we want to sit in that even further? When that is where we live most of the time anyway, it's just kind of gone, yeah, when we have that overwhelm, we're already sitting in it, and then it pops up a little further, and then that's when we really start, you know, feeling it. And Source was going, why do you want to be even more in that? Why do you want to embrace that moment? Why don't you just want to get into the energetics of it and release that thing that's holding that bit bound so that it can drop down even further compared to normal? So our normal, if we had a scale, you know, if that was normal and we always live here, and then as we go into that overwhelm, it's kind of up here, a lot of the time we sit in it to try to come back down here. But what Source was saying is that you don't even want to be here because that's actually not even normal. That's just high. You don't even know yeah. what that is anymore. It, like, you may have never experienced normal, what we think is normal, but you actually want to go below that.
Yeah.
And that's where peak takes us. Yeah, it's that people go, oh, you need to be aware of the awareness. You have to be the observer. But in peak, we take you from that normal space to go below, where you don't even have to be aware of the awareness. You don't have to be the observer of your thoughts, because there are no thoughts, because it's silent. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing that I found in peak, that for me on my journey was like, I was living here, actually was probably living here all the time. Yeah. There was normal. I didn't even know what that was. Like, I couldn't even see it. I couldn't comprehend even what normal was because of my PTSD, everything else. So, you know, I was constantly just doing this all the time, particularly my, you know, complex PTSD and pain, et cetera. I didn't even know what that existed, or that it existed. But I would feel something like that when I went, you know, in down south on a holiday, or played music, or I kind of got lost in the zone. I kind of probably maybe went down there,
I certainly never went down there. And so what I find and what I love seeing so much is you guys, the students, coming in and not only experiencing what that normal thing is, but going there. But then that is not even deep enough. You know, as you progress and you get rid of the energetics of what's holding us bound, I can't even do it because we'll go too low out of the screen, you know? So if that was below the normal, it keeps doing that. So for my journey, I found I am like sinking further and further and further, and this gets wider and wider and wider. So to be able to see you guys do this has just been absolutely incredible. Would you agree with that weird kind of whatever that was description of?
Absolutely. To where I'm at, that level of understanding, I mean, it keeps getting deeper. My level of understanding has continued to get deeper. And the more I heal, the more I understand. And I'm like, oh man, it's just going to keep going and going. And I know that down the road, I'm going to go, oh my goodness, I see so much more. And even going back over, you know, some of the teachings and some of the modules, it's like, oh, now I can, there's actually more to this. I don't remember seeing that. Or I've understand that on a completely different level, you know.
So you've found that because you're doing the certification program now and going back now through the modules online so you can take time in eating it and consuming it, are you getting a deeper understanding of the tools and the techniques that have been given?
Every time. Yeah. It's so hard to describe from, you know, I guess in layman's terms, or to try to think back from when before I started Peak to get across exactly like what that means, what that, like how to understand that.
It's so hard.
You've just got to try it.
When you start out in Peak and you learn the fundamentals and you learn how to go to core and then you explore your own layers, it's like you're only able to consume a certain bandwidth, like AM radio, in a sense. If people still listen to AM radio, you know what I mean? It's like but it has to be that way. You know, the Peak was given as a journey. It was never given as a thing to just consume. It was given as a journey for self-healing, and then from there you start healing others. So what I found is that people, when they first come on the journey, it's that they're listening to the AM radio. It's crackling and they can't quite hear and it's like, what? You know? But then as you start healing and start exploring core more, you start exploring the layers more, and then you start releasing life from remnants. You start tuning in to a different radio station and that bandwidth starts to change. And at some point you start switching over to FM, maybe even digital radio, you know what I mean? Where you can hear it a lot clearer and the healing becomes broader and deeper because you're not sitting in that high space kind of doing this AM radio, but you've gone underneath and you're starting to be able to tap into all the bandwidth, the more information. And so information then, or techniques or the tools, you get a deeper understanding of what your body does as it does the work. You get more of an understanding of what the other person's body does or what happens in their layers as you do the work for them. But you can only do that when you start listening and conversing in FM.
Yeah.
Would you agree? That's the only way that I can really explain it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So when you first came to module one, how did you experience that space? Because you came to the two person in day one, I think.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
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 But those people who are interested in, you know, in doing mod one, but go, oh my God, I don't know if I can do this. How did you experience the 2-day workshop course?
If you can remember. Hey?
If you can remember.
Yeah, that's the thing, is like on this journey, it's hard to remember where you were, because it feels like, it literally feels like I've been doing this for years. And yet I've only been doing this for, yeah, like 17, 16 months or something. Anyway, on the in-person day, I remember coming in and I was sitting on the floor because my spine was hurting. So from sitting on the seats, I liked hard surfaces. I think I was pretty out of it and very skeptical. I was very, very skeptical. You know, I was like, oh, there's people waving their hands around. What's that all about? It's kind of weird. Okay, I'll just, you know, I'm here. I'm going to, like, be open-minded. I've always, you know, like, tried to be open-minded about things. And, yeah, I mean, I was there and I just felt like, you're just doing this. I'm just here and I'm just going to experience this and learn. And I guess the way that you taught it and the concept of life moments and how they all, you know, connected together, in any other, you know, course or things that I did, I've always felt like drained at the end of the day, or like, oh, I've had to try to like stuff in my head, and now I've got to go and I've got to try to learn things and remember them and all this stuff. Whereas with Peak, it was so, like, it's just so effortless and enjoyable to actually just be there. And it wasn't a like consuming and stuffing stuff in my head. It was just like, huh, that makes sense. Okay. And then just there was this flow to the day as well. And that's with all of the learnings as well, is that there's this flow and this, like, you leave just going, wow, I've not only had a full day of healing, but I also feel like I've grown energetically. Like, that might seem a bit esoteric, but it's like you've kind of expanded in a way, and there's not this fuzziness or fogginess. It's like, it's kind of just like you have to process what you've learned in that space. And I remember still like going away, going, oh, okay, I'll do a little bit of work in my layers and I'll practice. And I didn't really know what I was feeling, and I didn't know if it was me just kind of placebo effect, like thinking that I was feeling something in the layers because I wanted to feel something in the layers. I thought maybe there's some colors or something. I don't know. But then slowly over time, it's just progressed and progressed and progressed into a deepening of that sensitivity and feeling more, and just that inner knowing of, yes, I'm in the right place. Yes, I'm doing the right thing. And learning to trust myself and trust the process, which is massive to be able to, you know, well, it's a constant thing. Trust, trust, trust.
Because a lot of the time we don't, you know, as we come on our journey, so many of us are so broken. And the fact that we also don't trust ourselves and that we don't like ourselves, you know, and in Peak, the teachings that were always given in a certain way was always about first teach about the beauty of self, you know, and, you know, we talk about the guided messages and how they describe our journey and how we need to be. And I think, you know, you've explained it so beautifully to go that as you go along the process, you start to trust yourself to know that there is a change occurring. And then as you go along, you become more sensitive because you're creating more space in the energetic layers of self. And as there is more space, you're able to feel more and you have more calmness. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, it's just like, oh, yeah. Yeah, it's so beautiful. And like, that trust in yourself and that like aligning with self is, you know, I think there's so many different modalities or techniques or traditions that are out there that try to get us to that place where we can truly love ourselves. You know, we so much of, you know, getting into negative relationships and negative you know, patterns and, you know, just the things that we do with ourselves in life, do to ourselves, you know, we feel like we're doing these things to ourselves. But it's like, if we can love ourselves, then we can, you know, kind of break free of all of that. But we don't know how to love ourselves. It's like, okay, I might, you know, talk to my inner child, or I don't know, do some humming, or, you know, do some tapping, or there's all these things, but it goes so much deeper than that. And it's like, it's accelerated. The journey is accelerated. It's like, you're just, oh, I don't know how I'm trying to describe it.
At what point did you realize that peak? I mean, I've always said it from the beginning, but I don't think people have ever understood it. But at what point did you realize that peak was actually about accelerating people's spiritual path? And that the healing of the physical vessel is just an awesome byproduct, yeah, of releasing the life movement from the layers. At what point did you realize, well, it probably was from me harping on about it all the time, but at what point did you realize for yourself that this was about the acceleration of the spiritual path?
I think it was a gradual, like, shifting, where the pain levels had decreased to a level that they weren't like constantly in my thoughts. They weren't constantly like going out, because pain just takes us out of life. It just blocks us from being able to feel joy and feel, you know, and see opportunities that are there for us, because we feel so like, I can't do that because I'll get hurt. I can't go there because I can't even move my body. So it was like this gradual shifting where I'm noticing the pain start to release, but then also there was the healing I noticed was happening on every other level of my life as the pain was decreasing. So it's like the pain was just part of healing my mind, which started to calm, didn't have all those racing thoughts and that stream of consciousness that used to be just constant through running through my mind, trying to just figure out everything, trying to keep myself safe, trying to judge what someone's going to say and how I should respond, and trying to merge myself with my surroundings so that I could fit in and feel like I wasn't going to, you know, be triggered or attacked. What else are there? Emotions. Yeah, like my emotions, because when I would go to shopping centres, I never liked going to shopping centres because there's just so much stuff there and they triggered the bejeebus out of me. and I would just find that when I went out to them, I would just need like 3 or 4 days of just not leaving my house kind of thing. I used to really struggle leaving my house. I'm quite an introvert anyway, but I love my own space, but I can leave the house now without a problem. I'm like, okay, cool, I'm going out. Whereas before I was like, it's too overwhelming. I'll be drained after I do that. So there's a restriction from just going out, being able to enjoy life, being able to engage with life. You know, so it was a slow movement.
As that all started to disappear and you obviously felt more periods of peace, do you think that it was then that you thought, oh, wow, this is really accelerating the journey that I've always been looking for, in a sense?
I think it may have, looking back on it, it may have been even earlier on in the piece, because it's always been there and it's always been guiding me through. It's like just this knowing, this voice, or kind of voice in my heart, not in my head. yeah. that is kind of pulling me along, going, this is the way, this is the way, this is the way. And like kind of a gentle hand guiding me forwards. But this was too busy to actually acknowledge that. So once everything started to calm and disappear, it's like, oh, I can just hear that voice a little bit louder. I can, you know, actually pay attention to it, but not pay attention to it, all of this, pay attention to it. My energy was paying attention to it. And I'm going, oh, this is that place that I've always wanted to be in, that connection to that sunset, that beautiful, beautiful scenery that I have, the, you know, the being in the woods, being able to connect with nature where you really feel it. Where I think there was a moment in time when I was looking at this sunset and I felt dead inside. I was like, that is beautiful. I can see and intellectually I can just see that this is a beautiful sunset, but I can't feel it anymore. And that made me really sad.
Yeah.
And when I think when a moment I was like, oh my goodness, what have I found? Is that when that connection started to become, I've started to become more aware of that connection, that it became more ever present in my life. Where that was on the journey, I think it would have been just after Mod 5.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And it's so interesting how many people say that when they get to, and I've always said, you know, that the further along you go, the more the understanding is there. So many people think they know what peak is from module one, and it's only this much because you're still in that AM radio with a going on, you know. But as you go along and things expand, and then you have that first real understanding of the world and yourself, and you feel that experience and that peace, and that it's not even a peace that you think about in your head going, oh yeah, I feel peace all the time when I meditate, or you know, when I'm in the bush or whatever else and I see a beautiful sunset. It goes deeper than that. It is so, so, so much deeper than that. And then if we can live in core all the time, which is that beautiful, beautiful, perfect connection that is so expansive, that is that digital super duper FM bandwidth, you know, and you're there all the time, life is so different. Life is so different. So I guess we've been talking for a while and I just want to sum this up or ask you your final question. What is life for you like now?
Oh gosh. It's like something that just continues to evolve. And going on the certification journey, you know, doing the Business Accelerator course, I am discovering things about myself that I thought I'd never tap back into, because there was too much pain associated with it. And being able to live pain-free in my body is it's given me so much in life. But then also now being able to, like with the martial arts, you know, starting to go back into that, I never would have thought that I would go back into that because of all the and it fills my heart up with joy. And to be able to align with your center and to be able to actually awaken to your gifts that you didn't even know that you were missing out on. And I'm like, this is why I'm so excited to get, you know, to share this message with everyone, with Peak, is that, you know, you just don't know what lies within you. You just don't know what is possible for yourself and how much joy that you can experience with the opening of your heart. Like, what is that thing that lights you up and you can't see it because there's just too much clutter in the way? And I think I had this moment when I was talking to you the other day and you said something to me about martial arts, and I was just like, like everything just
oh, my heart just went on fire. I was like,
like everyone can have that.
I can't even. What is this life?
Because like everyone can live this way. You know, it's possible. And yeah, it's why wouldn't you want to experience your life in a way that, you know, is just completely open and loving and heartfelt and gentle towards, you know, every footprint that you step on this earth can be more gentle. You know, people look at the state of the world outside of them out there, and they go, I need to change that, or that needs to change. But you can heal you, and you can become more gentle, and you can live in peace even when there's chaos everywhere around you. And that's everything, really.
What she said. And just seeing the changes in you since I first met you, and knowing what you've been through, you know, before, it's just the most rewarding thing for, you know, Chris and I taking the students through on their journey, and now you also helping others, you know, and having your own students that you're taking through and doing the peak in yoga, which was given, you know, ages ago, I think 2018. So I was told that was going to happen. And then you and Heidi, you know, stepping up to that, and, you know, the other stuff that you and I have spoken about now that has also been given, you know, way back then. So thank you for allowing us to be on your journey, first and foremost, you know, and thank you for trusting us and the process and the ups and downs, and, you know, in the intensive when stuff happened to you. You know, that was huge. So I really want to thank you. You know, it's so wonderful to be able to see people's changes and allow us to be part of your journey, and to hear you express, you know, your take on being in core and what you felt. I love the way that each person has their own language about, you know, what it's like to be in peace and what it's like to heal, because we all have our own language. But just seeing you just blossom now, it's just been absolutely incredible. And I just really want to thank you. Yeah, it's been huge. Now I'm getting emotional.
Stop it.
Me too.
It's been absolutely huge. And you're doing incredible things, you know, and there are going to be far more incredible things. And you know that, because we've already discussed it. And it's funny how everything starts unfolding, you know, and some of the stuff that I told you the other day, I told you when you started, and you were like, bah. Like, it's already been given. Yeah? Mm-hmm. And I think that's for a lot of the students who, you know, come and do the certification program. It's also about us being able to hold your hand and allow you to explore those places that you never thought that maybe you could go for yourself, and that, you know, slowly, gently push you to go, just look, allow it to be, allow it to open up, allow the layers of self to express themselves in a different way.
Yeah.
Not just in a way of hurting and pain and anxiety, but from peace comes something so incredible. And that's what peace, you know, what peak is about, more so than anything else.
And so much of it is about, like, and then you're able to give all that to yourself. You're able to allow yourself to actually feel all of that. The magic of life, the abundance of life, the beauty of life, like, that's what we all kind of have longed for, but we hold it at bay. And as we heal, we peak, it's like, it's, you release all of that, which stops you from feeling like you have to keep holding it at bay. You can let it in. And it's not even like you have to think about it or intellectualize it or anything. You just let it in. It just is. Ah!
It's cool. All right, we're going to sign up, everybody. Thank you so much, Erin. I hope you have a wonderful day and wonderful week.
Likewise.
Many blessings to you. Many blessings to everybody who's watching. We'll talk to you soon. Bye, see you, Erin.
Thank you. Bye.